कुंजा बिहार हरि गोपी जनवल्लभा ग्रीवाराधा हरि जय गोपी जनवल्लभा ग्रीवाराधा हरि यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तेरा वनचा हरि यमुना तेरा वनचा हरि जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहार हरि जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहार हरि जय गोपी जन वल्लभा ग्रीवाराधा हरि जय गोपी जन वल्लभा ग्रीवाराधा हरि यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तेरा वनचा हरि यमुना तेरा वनचा हरि जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहार हरि जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहार हरि जय गोपी जन वल्लभा ग्रीवाराधा हरि जय गोपी जन वल्लभा ग्रीवाराधा हरि यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचा हरि यमुना तीरा वनचा हरि Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Griva Radha Hari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Griva Radha Hari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanata Hari. Yamuna Tira Vanata Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe. Jaya Radha Kunja Bihari Radha Kunja Bihari Radhe. Jaya Radha Raspi Hari Radha Raspi Hari Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radhe. Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe. Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe. Jaya Radha Ramana Radha Ramana Radhe. Jaya Radha Giridhari Radha Giridhari Radhe. Jaya Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Jaya Radhe Shyam. Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Nitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad. Jaya Vishupad, Paramahamsa Vrivachaya, Sota, Sota, Shishumachila, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Jaya Vishupad, Paramahamsa Vrivachaya, Sota, Sota, Shishumachila, Bhakti Siddhanta, Sarasvati Thakur Srila Prabhupada ki. Ananta Guri Vaishnavarinda ki. Sirupsi Sanatan Vataraganachi Jivgoparvata Dasaraganachari Goswami Prabhu ki. Prem se ko jigishna chaitanya pravunita ananda siyade tagadadar shivajari gora bhakta vrindaki. Siji radha krishna go gopa gopi gopi nacham kund radha kundigiri govadana ki. Vrindavan dham ki, mathura dham ki, maipunavi dham ki, jaganapuri dham ki, tulsi maharani bhakti devi ki, ganga yamuna devi ki, harinam sankirtan yagya ki, sri sri gonitai ki, sri sri krishna bharanam ki, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar ki Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Samaveta Bhakta Vrindaki All glories to the Assembly Devotees All glories to the Assembly Devotees All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Guranga All glories to Srila Prabhupada Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam namaskritya naram chayvaranottamam devim sarasadim vyasam tato jayamudirayet nashabayeshvadesho nittam bhagavad sevaya bhagavad yottama shloke bhaktir bhaviti naishtikim ete chamsakalapum sam krishnastuvagansayam indriyari vyakulam lokam ridyante yuge yuge nama sankirtanam yasya sarvapapa pranasanam Pranama Dukha Samanastam Namami Harim Param. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 42nd chapter, text number 13 and 14. So first I'll read text number 13, and there's no purport, and then we'll read together text number 14. Visrija Madhya Vanyatam Raja Marge Vanik Patai Nano Payana Tambola Shagandai Sagrajor Chita. Translation. Leaving her with these sweet words, Lord Krishna walked further down the road. The merchants along the way worshipped him and his elder brother, presenting them with various respectful offerings, including pan, garlands, and fragrant substances. Text number 14. Tadarshanasmarakshabhad Atmanam navidam striya Visrasta Vasakavara Valaya Lekya Murtaya Taddarshanasmarakshobat Atmanam navidam shriya Visrasta vasakavara Valaya lekya murtaya Tadarshana smarakshobat Atmanam navidam shriya Visrasta vasakavara Valaya lekya murtaya Tadasana smarakshobat Atmanam navidam shriya Visrasta vasakavara Valaya lekya murtaya Tadasana smarakshobat Atmanam navidam shriya Visrasta vasakavara Valaya lekya murtaya Tadasana smarakshobat Atmanam navidam shriya Visrasta vasakavara Valaya lekya murtaya Tadarsana smarakshobat Atmanam navidam shriya Visrasta vasakavara Valaya lekya murtaya Tat Him Darshanam Because of seeing Smara Due to the effects of Cupid Kshobhat By their agitation Atmanam themselves Na avidan could not recognize Striya the woman Visrasta the shelved Vasa the cloth Kavara the locks of their hair Valaya and their bangles Lekya as if drawn in a picture Murtaya their forms translation and purport by the disciples of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki translation the sight of Krishna aroused Cupid in the hearts of the city women thus agitated they forgot themselves their cloth braids and bangles became disheveled and they stood as still as figures in a painting. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti states that since the woman of Mathura immediately experienced symptoms of conjugal attraction when they saw Krishna, they were the most advanced devotees in the city. The 10 effects of Cupid are described as follows. Chakshuraga prathamam chitta sangastato atha sankalpa nidra chedas tanuta vishayanivritis trapa nasaha unmado murcha mritir iti eta smaradasa dasayavasyu. First comes attraction expressed through the eyes, then intense attachment in the mind, then determination, loss of sleep, becoming emaciated, disinterest in external things, shamelessness, madness, becoming stunned and dead. These are the 10 stages of Cupid's effects. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti also points out that devotees who possess pure love of God generally do not exhibit the symptoms of death, since this is inauspicious in relation to Krishna. They do, however, manifest other 9 symptoms, culminating in becoming stunned in ecstasy. Om jnana timirandasya jnananjana salakaya chakshuran militam yanam tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhistam sthapitam yena bhutale sayam rupakadamayam dadati saparantikam bandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha Sirupam sagrajatam sagana daganatan vitantam sajivam sadaitam savadutam parijana saitam krishna chaitanya devam siradha krishna padan sagana lalita sri vishakandvitamscha he krishna karuna sindho dinabandho jagatpade gopesha govikaganta radha kanta namastade Tatta Ganjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Brijabano Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Banchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Shivajari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ramo, Hare Ramo, Rama Ramo, Hare Hare. So Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, arrived in Mathura being invited by Kamsa. Kamsa, the demoniac ruler who wanted to kill Krishna. So therefore he made all the arrangements, and specifically he thought, I will arrange a wrestling, so in the arena near the palace in the city of Mathura. And so he had some powerful wrestlers, and so he thought that they can kill Krishna. As we know, Kamsa had sent so many demons before already to Braj, to Vrindavan, but they were all killed by Krishna. But still he was so determined that he was thinking that somehow to kill this Krishna. So at the entrance of the wrestling arena, and there were of course guards were there, and there was a big elephant there, and the caretaker, and also to ultimately trying to kill Krishna. As we will see, that Krishna also killed that elephant. And there was a huge bow also there, and so Krishna also broke that bow, big bow, and everyone was astonished. So wonderful pastimes of Krishna. Here also it is mentioned in the previous verses, there was one young lady there, her name Kubja, and so she was engaged in the service of Kamsa, giving him some ointments. Her name was Trivakra, because she was not completely straight in her posture. But Krishna also mercifully, as he approached him and as he was accepting chandan and other scented substances. So he delivered her, he blessed her, made her straight and very beautiful. And so she became very much attracted to him. So naturally, because Krishna is most beautiful person, Parampurush, most exalted personality, the source of everything. So naturally those who are, of course, devotees, they are automatically attracted to Krishna. But so the eternal associates, they are always engaged in Krishna seva. But those in this material world who are conditioned by the modes of material nature, so to the degree that they are in the mode of goodness or purified in consciousness, so they are able to appreciate Krishna, Krishna's beauty. So she was also attracted, and so she desired to have the company of Krishna, and she invited Krishna also to her place. But Krishna, seeing the circumstances, being with his brother, elder brother, and his friends, the gopas, so he politely declined and told her, "I may come to see you later." So then here, leaving her, the kubja, Divaka, with the sweet words, so Krishna, of course, is the embodiment of all good qualities. Krishna is very sweet. Everything about Krishna is sweet. Madhvya. So there is one beautiful ashtakam also in regards to Krishna's beauty. Adaram madaram vadanam madaram nayanam madaram hasidam madaram. So there everything about Krishna is sweet. Rida madaram gamanam madaram madura repede rakilam madaram. Adaram madaram, Krishna's lips. Vadanam madaram, Krishna's face is sweet. Nayanam madaram, Krishna's eyes are very sweet. And when Krishna is smiling, when he's laughing, so his lotus mouth is sweet, but when he's smiling and laughing, it becomes even more sweet. His heart is sweet. And his walking is sweet. Gitam madaram, pitam madaram, buktam madaram, suptam madaram. So and so on. So beautiful description. When Krishna is speaking, so it's mentioned also in Bhagavad Gita, in the Brahma Samhita, it is just like a song. And then his cloth, his yellow vastra, his yellow cloth, dhoti and chadar, is very beautiful and sweet. Reminding Krishna of Srimati Radharani, so therefore he is wearing the yellow cloth. Bhuktam madaram, suptam madaram. When Krishna is eating, it is very sweet to see. And he's reciprocating with his devotees, Maria Soda, Ruhini, Srimati Radharani, who are cooking. So at that time he's smiling when he's eating, increasing the pleasure of his devotees. And when they are pleased, Radharani especially, then Krishna is also more pleased and becomes more beautiful, more sweet. Venur madara, renur madara, panir madara, padu madaram, nittam madaram, sakyam madaram, madara repade, rakla madaram. Krishna's flute is sweet. Krishna's flute playing, as described in the 21st chapter of the 10th canto, Venugit. So when Krishna is playing the flute, the effect of that, because Krishna is playing, so all the most of the gopas, they have a flute, just like children also. When one boy has something, the other boys will also have. So Krishna not only has one flute, but he has many flutes. Also you can see there are many famous flute players in Bharatvarsha in India. So they have many flutes for different ragas, melodies, they have a different flute. So Krishna also, they all have a name. So that is very sweet when Krishna is playing the flute. Krishna's Venur Madhura, Renur Madhura. Renur, the dust of Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna's hands. Panir Madhura, Pado Madhura. Nrityam Madhuram. His dancing, when Krishna is dancing, it is so beautiful, so sweet. And surrounded by the gopis, even sometimes with the gopas, Krishna is also dancing. But especially he's famous for Ras Lila, when he's dancing in full moon night and surrounded by so many gopis, especially Srimati Radharani, that is very sweet, very wonderful. His friendship, Sakyam, that is very sweet. So everything about Krishna is sweet. So in Braj, so that is the highest sweetness, the most wonderful sweetness is there. But even as Krishna is going to Braj, out of course of Braj, so that is Vasudev Krishna is manifested, so still is very sweet and most wonderful, but it is a little less sweetness is there in Mathura. And even less in Dwarka, according to the Acharyas, Krishna is perfect always. In Dwarka is perfect, in Mathura is more perfect, in Krishna is most perfect. So Krishna is most beautiful, most sweet in Braj. Surrounded by his eternal associates who have the most exalted love. So but in Mathura, the devotees of Krishna are also there. And so when Krishna was walking down the road, then it is mentioned here, so and most of the people there, the Mathuravasis, they had love for Krishna. And therefore they also worshipped him, Archita, Agraja. So Krishna was there accompanied by his elder brother. Agraja means one who is born before. Agra means first, Ja who is born or appeared. So both of them, so Balaram is also very beautiful. Like we see in our temple also, Krishna Balaram are there. Balaram is also very, very beautiful. He's also the Supreme Lord. And the first expansion of Krishna is also very beautiful. But still not as beautiful as Krishna. Balaram means the possessor of all strength. So he's very strong. But even there, because Krishna is the source of everything, Krishna is more strong. One time Prabhupada was asking the devotees, so who is stronger during the class? Who is stronger? Krishna or Balaram? What do you think? Who is stronger? Krishna or Balaram? Huh? Krishna, what do you say? Balaram is strong. No, elder brother. Balaram, he has so much strength. Who is stronger? Both are strong. What do you say? Krishna. Balaram, somebody is saying Balaram. Yeah. And then Prabhupada was saying, of the two, Krishna is stronger. And you can see Balaram is putting his left hand on Krishna's shoulder, right shoulder. So Krishna is the source of everything. Param Tattva. And that is Tattva Vichar. But then, of course, in the consideration of the pastimes, then Krishna, who is the strongest, sometimes is defeated by his devotees, even by Srimati Radharani. So even there is a verse in this connection that sometimes Krishna is putting his left hand on Radharani's right shoulder. So Radharani is stronger than Krishna. By her love, she can defeat Krishna. Krishna becomes bewildered. Is Madan Mohan, here we're talking about in the next verse about Cupid, the god of love. In this material world, everyone is bewildered by the opposite sex. Cupid is manifested in this way. But Cupid is defeated by Krishna. No chance. Of course, even Lord Shiva one time burned Cupid to ashes. So therefore he's known as Ananga, but still he's active always. So Krishna is Madan Mohan. So therefore we take shelter of Madan Mohan in the beginning so that we can become attracted to Krishna, so we can give up this attraction to this material world, anything of this material world. But then Krishna's Madan, then the Srimati Radharani, she's Madan Mohan Mohini. She's even able to bewilder Krishna. So she is most exalted. That is in the consideration of the pastimes. And Maria Shoda is biding Krishna. And the friends of Krishna, sometimes they wrestle and they defeat Krishna, like Sridhar, at the brood of Radharani. So who you think you are, Krishna? You're so strong? Okay, we'll fight. And they fight together and Sri Dham in play. Because of his love, Krishna is accepting defeat. Sri Dham is defeating and he's showing, you see, I'm stronger than you, Krishna. Krishna is accepting defeat because of the love of his devotees. So whereas in, so that is the very wonderful relationship in Braj, very confidential and very sweet and deep, and there Krishna is not seen as the absolute truth, the Supreme Lord. Whereas in Mathura, almost everyone is aware of Krishna's position as Bhagavan, as the Supreme Lord. And therefore, Archita Archan, like we do Archan, we worship the Lord. In the beginning stage, we worship the deities with own reverence, understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we are not his body, we are spirit, soul, and we are the eternal servant of Krishna. We are very insignificant, Anu, Tucha, and Krishna is Vibhu, he is great. That we have to understand first, and then later on we can enter into the relationship, the confidential relationship, very sweet relationship which is there in Braj. So in Mathura, so the merchants, Vanik, they're known as Vanik, even now there's the community Vanik, especially in Bengal. These are the merchants, Suvana Malik, gold merchants. So they were worshipping Krishna and Balaram. So they were giving various offerings, as explained here, upayan, respectful offerings. Usually when a great personality is coming, so then something is offered. Some cloth, and here of course gold merchants, they may offer some gold coins, and then tambul, the betel leaves and the betel nuts, so that Krishna is very fond of that. And you can see in India many people, they also like to chew betel nut and the betel leaves, but as Vaishnavas you are not supposed to take, although we offer to Krishna and we always take Krishna prasad, but the pan leaves and the betel nuts, we respectfully offer that to our head and we do pranam because it is slightly intoxicating. So therefore we are not supposed to accept that. And then shrug, that means garlands. When a respectable personality is coming, we should offer garland. Shrug, so that is explained here. They're offering garlands. And then gandhi, fragrant substances, like, of course, chandan usually, one will apply to the forehead. And as we offer to the deities also, after Mangalatik, some scent is offered, so there's a nice fragrance. In more elaborate worship, then incense and ghee lamp is offered. And most probably also, although it is mentioned here, but they were also offering incense and ghee lamp. Because that is usually the standard if a great personality is coming. One is offering incense and ghee lamp also. And so that is understood. So everyone is very much mesmerized by Krishna's presence, his beauty. And yes, and the way Krishna is walking and then his speaking with sweet words, that is so attractive. And so later on it will be explained also, like in the wrestling arena, so the, of course, Kamsa was there and other inimical persons, and for them Krishna was like that personified, because Krishna was going to kill also Kamsa. But then, so it is explained, as we know in the scriptures, five direct relationships are there with Krishna. One is Shanta, one respects Krishna as the Lord, but one is not engaged in seva, like the yogis may be there. And then those who are in Dasya Bhav, they are practically doing some seva, and Sakya Bhav, a friendly relationship, Vatsalya Bhav, so that is the parental affection, and then Madhurya Bhav, the conjugal relationship. As explained in text number 14, so the women of Mathura, so when they saw Krishna, Smara, so they became actually so much attracted, and they had conjugal feelings towards Krishna. So that is natural in this world, actually, when a man and woman are there, that is natural. There's natural attraction is there. It is there in the spiritual world also. And there Krishna is the center, and everyone has so much love and attraction for Krishna. But even they are so beautiful, everyone is beautiful in Vaikuntha or in Golok. And so the natural attraction is there. But in the spiritual world, prem is there. Pure love for Krishna. And even though others are also very beautiful, but because they have so much love for Krishna, then they have love also for others also, but the attraction is not as much as towards Krishna. So therefore in the spiritual world, everyone is serving Krishna and focused on Krishna, thinking about Krishna, glorifying Krishna. Either in Golok or in Mathura or in Dwarka. So Krishna is in the center. So then the indirect relationships are there, so which are secondary or secondary rasas and mellows are there, but they are of course not prominent. So all those in the wrestling arena, So different persons were there with different relationships or different moods towards Krishna, but the most exalted, that is the mood of the gopis, or then the damsels of Mathura, or of course also in Dwarka, the queens and other women, they're most exalted in their loving sentiments. So by the arrangement of the Lord. So that is natural. So therefore, it is mentioned by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, as mentioned here in the purport, that it is understood that the women of Mathura, they were most exalted, they were the most advanced devotees in the city. Of course, we have to explain here also, just like Kubja, so she has she has some loving sentiments towards Krishna. At the same time, she had also some tinge of material attraction was there. So not completely pure. But then of course, in contact with Krishna, she was purified. So it is explained also, sadaran ratit is their love. So it is, that is the common love which is there. But the most more exalted, the love of the Mataravasis, who have pure love, and then the queens of Krishna in Dwarka, that is more exalted. But most exalted is the love of the gopis in Braj. So that is superior than any other relationship. And then, of course, the parental affection is there, Vatsalya Ras, and then friendship relationship, and then servitorship. So here, in the purport, so it is mentioned in verse also, so Shobhadi became agitated or bewildered because of love for Krishna. So for some it was pure love, and some they were a little bit tinged by the modes of material nature. But some symptoms of love and the effect of Cupid is explained here by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. 10 effects. It may be there in the transcendental stage, so that is pure love. Of course, that is most exalted, and Rupa Goswami has explained in Nectar of Devotion the different symptoms of one on the platform of conjugal attraction, conjugal love. Even he has explained the symptoms of those who have parental affection or friendly relationship with Krishna. So that is mentioned, and that is to be studied, and the association of the devotees. And but most, of course, pure and most exalted is the love of the gopis. But that we cannot immediately, not immediately attain. So as practicing devotees, one has to be careful and one has to try to be first situated on the spiritual platform, understanding that we are not this body, we are spirit soul. And then slowly but surely one can enter into the realm of spontaneous love, and especially the conjugal relationship with Krishna. So actually the transcendental symptoms of bhav, so they are there in pure form in the spiritual world, and in the material world these are simply perverted reflections of the transcendental emotions which are there. So similarly what is described here is there in the spiritual world in pure form, but here in the material world it is perverted and it is tinged by the most material nature. So here it is mentioned, first comes chakshu raga, chakshu by the eyes, by seeing the object of the senses, one becomes attracted, especially so for the eyes. So if a young man is seeing a beautiful young woman, then immediately attraction is there. Of course not only young men, even if they are not strong, even old men we can see they are attracted to young women. So that is the binding force in this material world actually, the attraction between man and woman. So the only way to overcome that is by becoming attracted, attached, by developing love for Krishna. By this higher taste, one can give up this lower taste and become free. But as sadhakas, so we have to be, if one is not yet advanced, one has to carefully try to control one's mind and senses and try to engage one's mind and senses in the service of Krishna. And one has to pray to Guru Gauranga Krishna so we may be able to be fixed in the devotional service of the Lord and not deviated. So first comes attraction expressed through the eyes. And then after that, practically immediately, pratamam chittasanga tato. Then immediately, then attachment is there in the mind. So one will see beautiful women, and even the woman is gone already, but then because the attachment is there and the attraction is there, then the also attachment is there in the mind and it can stay. So therefore one has to try to immediately withdraw the mind from the sense objects. Of course in Krishna consciousness, so the eternal associates, so they see Krishna and then they immediately, their attachment is there and then they can keep Krishna in the mind. So that is actually desired. So we should see the deities and how beautiful they are. And then we should keep Krishna in our mind, in our consciousness, and then even try to throughout the day remember. And then especially if there is there a beautiful woman, then we should try to remember Krishna. We have seen in the temple beautiful Krishna, nicely decorated. So therefore deity worship is important. So we can see Krishna, we can become attracted to Krishna through the eyes. And of course the other senses are there, we hear about Krishna. And actually hearing, that becomes also seeing. If you hear about Krishna, Krishna's beautiful form, wearing yellow cloth, and holding the flute, having a peacock feather in the hair, or in the turban, and playing the flute nicely, and nicely decorated with a garland, Vaijanti Mala, and then sometimes Tulsi garland is there, and he has beautiful necklaces also, and bangles. And so when we hear, then we can also see by having seen pictures already. And then, but even if somebody is not able to see, but by hearing again and again, then actually he will be blessed and he may also be seeing Krishna in transcendental vision. So all the senses have to be engaged in Krishna seva. And but by material senses, we cannot see Krishna. But when the senses are engaged in Krishna seva, then Krishna will reveal himself. Adasi Krishna nabhav, Adasi Krishna namadi nabhavet gram indriya seva mukhe jivado svayam vaspati adaha. So,
Actually, so the senses are there, and in the beginning, if one is not purified in consciousness, so one is engaging the senses, but then eventually in purified consciousness, then Krishna will reveal himself. In the beginning, we try to think about Krishna, but we may not be expert. And if the consciousness is not pure, but by practicing more and more, and by Krishna's mercy, then he will reveal himself as he is. And that is a perfection. So then, if the object of the senses here, specifically women, is there in the mind, then immediately, then the determination is there. I want to be with this woman. I want to, and then even more, then one wants to speak with her, wants to touch her, and so on. And then, of course, in material world, then one is lust there. And then even so much so that loss of sleep is there. It is there for the gopis, but even in material world, so we have heard about this, it is known that sometimes people are so much attracted to the opposite sex, they cannot stop thinking, so they cannot sleep. And then afterwards becoming emaciated. So if they're not able to gain the desired object, in this case a woman, then you may be emaciated, you may be pale, or then disinterested in external things. And then what comes also? Shamelessness. So sometimes then, as we know, Bilva Mangal Thakur, he was actually a devotee of Krishna in Braj. It is mentioned by the Acharyas, he even had spontaneous love for Krishna. So he was already more advanced. But still he had some anattas. We know unwanted things may be there. But then we have to be fixed, and slowly but surely they will go. But even when we are fixed in the platform of Nishta, even sometimes one may have ruchi, some taste for chanting the holy names, but still some anattas are there. So he was on that platform, and he became attracted to a prostitute. Due to previous impressions, actually, it is mentioned by the Acharyas. And then so much so that he became shameless. There was a ceremony for the departure of his father, had left his body. There was a ceremony right after that, which is, of course, not proper. Then he was going to see this prostitute. Shameless. And that madness, there was a storm. And so he had to cross the river to go to the house of the prostitute. And so there was a storm, lightning, thunder, so much rain was there. And there was a lot of water. So still he was going, and he was crossing the river. And then he reached the other side, and he had to climb a wall. But because of madness, then actually there was a snake hanging down, and he was thinking it's a rope. He was climbing up, and then he saw, a snake. But still he just jumped down, and he came there. He was completely exhausted. So he knocked on the door. Still it was raining and thundering, and she opened the door, and she was saying, "What are you doing here in the middle of the night? And then it is raining, a storm is there. So you're so eager to see me." But she was also devoted, actually, and she told him that this is actually madness, and rather you should have this madness towards Krishna and try to reach Krishna, try to go towards Braj and try to reach Krishna. Do everything to, like a madman. You may use that madness in Krishna seva also. But we have to be controlled also, so and not do foolish things. So that is there. And then he went to Braj, and actually he was blessed. But even on the way to Braj, coming here, he was again attracted to a woman. She was taking water from a well, and he was thirsty. And then he was following her. So that is so strong, this material attraction and an attachment. So even if one is a devotee, so one has to be careful and one has to be in good association, one has to pray. And so it is mentioned one becomes stunned also. And even so much so, it is also seen in this material world, sometimes they don't even, they die. They commit suicide or they do something. Yeah, they just give up their body due to feeling separation, not being able to attain the object of their so-called material love. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is pointing out that in regards to the gopis, so these symptoms are there, but they are pure and they are to the highest degree, like becoming stunned and all the other symptoms. So tears coming from the eyes or voice is faltering sometimes, the hairs are standing on end. And so different symptoms or additional symptoms are there. And that is to the highest degree in spiritual life and especially in Braj. But that is completely pure. And these symptoms which I explained also, which are seen in the material world, are perverted a reflection of the pure symptoms, emotions which are there. So, but in the transcendental realm, there is no death, as we know. And it is explained here by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that if somebody would die, so that will not be auspicious in relationship to Krishna. But even sometimes the gopis in this realm, in the Prakat Leela, they are even expressing, I want to give up my body. Even Radharani sometimes she's expressing due to separation. But then she's thinking also the same thing, but if I give up my body, then Krishna will not be happy. So better I don't do that. But she's so much devastated. And almost a madness is there in separation from Krishna. Due to love, but pure love. So these are transcendental symptoms. And if one is engaged in spiritual activities, and then in purified consciousness, one can understand the symptoms of love and the emotions of the gopis and all the Brijabhasis. And one can also understand the difference between that love and these symptoms and the one in the material world. So that we have to understand. So, and in Mathura also, so some of them they had love for Krishna, but not as much as to the highest extent as the gopis, but still that pure love also in Mathura, some of the women. Whereas some of the other women, they had some slight contamination there also. But by engaging in Krishna consciousness, so we should take hope in that, although we may still have so many anattas, and we may see that we are not pure, but still we have to serve Krishna, and we have to be patient. And hope against hope, we have to continue. Ashabanda, so Rupa Goswami has explained, we should keep this hope that one day I will be pure by Krishna's mercy. Although sometimes it seems to be I'm so far away from that. But we have to try our best, and by Krishna's mercy, ultimately we'll become perfect also. And then we can really relish the wonderful descriptions which are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, and then we can appreciate the love of all the Brijavasis and all the Matravasis and later on the Dvakavasis also. So we have to try to come to the stage of pure love of Godhead. So, Anyabhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Navritam Anukulina Krishna Nushilanam Bhaktir Uttamam. So we should try to attain Uttam Bhakti. So that is, in favorable way, as Krishna wants, we should try to serve Krishna. Not expecting anything in return. So that we should try to attain. Hare Krishna, any questions? Yes. Microphone.
About being attracted by Krishna due to being more... Due to being more in the mode of goodness. But we see, it is bewildering that we see that sometimes degraded people look like more attracted, and people who are materially more advanced, like even like the story of the wife of the Brahmana. So the Brahmana, they were more advanced, more.
Yes.
Yeah. And but still, they could not see Krishna.
Yes.
And the wives, they were simple, they were attracted to Krishna.
Yes.
And they are supposed, the wife is supposed not to be so much in the mode of goodness, according to what we read, that the women are less in the mode of goodness, so that they can be more attracted to Krishna.
Yes, yes.
So it is a...
Bewildering.
Like, bewildering, yes.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, actually, yes, it is mentioned that actually one can become conditioned by the mode of goodness also. So those in the mode of goodness... So they may be intelligent and they're living a very sattvic lifestyle, so in the mode of goodness, but then they may have some pride also, and of course in the mode of goodness, so different kind of pride is there, mode of goodness, mode of ignorance, mode of passion. But so if one is conditioned by the mode of goodness, someone can become proud also of one's education, one's knowledge, one's position in this world. So that was the case with the Brahmanas, they were actually engaged in this performing sacrifice, and they actually, so they were not able to understand correctly that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and so they were simply engaged in these ritualistic activities, and they were proud of their knowledge, of their status as Brahmanas, superior to others. So one can become conditioned by the mode of goodness, and then one is actually not able to advance towards perfection. But otherwise, mode of goodness is actually very helpful. One has to be in a mode of goodness in order to become pure, or to come to the transcendental stage of pure goodness. But sometimes one becomes conditioned by the mode of goodness, by one's knowledge, one's position. So therefore one has to be always careful and be humble and tolerant and respectful. And so in regards to the wives of the Brahmanas, so they were most simple. They were having the understanding that Krishna is actually the Lord of our life and is the Lord. And so therefore they were immediately ready to offer something to eat to Krishna Balaram and the gopas, who were hungry in the pastime. And they were not caring even for the husbands, because they felt by their simplicity that we have to give. And that is also mentioned in the scriptures. If somebody is coming to one's house, one should respect that person. Especially if somebody is hungry, then one should feed that person. So because of their simplicity, and so they were then immediately bringing something to them. So whereas of course the Brahmanas, they may also only also do, but it is mentioned for example in the scriptures, if one is doing puja, one should continue to puja. And if for example if somebody is going to the pujaris on the altar, hey Prabhuji, I want to speak to him, it is forbidden to stop the puja. Similarly, if one is doing a yajna, one should not leave the place. So therefore, I mean, they were doing the ceremony, they were just in the performance of the ceremony, so they felt they're disturbing us. We are supposed to offer whatever we have to the Ishtadev, and they're begging for food. So usually that is also, we may decline to do that. But of course, if the Guru is coming, or if the Supreme Lord is coming, then we may stop our seva. It is mentioned, for example, we do the artik to the Lord. If somebody is just coming, wants to speak to us, we should not stop the artik. But if the spiritual master is coming, one's own spiritual master, of course we have to see time, place, circumstances, it is mentioned one should stop the artik and one should respect him and honor him. So we have to see time, place and circumstances. So those who are, of course, fixed in Krishna consciousness, then they will be guided by Krishna. And so they will do the proper thing according to time, place and circumstances.
So here the brahmanas, they were slightly deviated because of some pride and because of conditioning of their position of the mode of goodness, and they were so therefore to some extent not able to understand what to do at this situation, whereas the wives, they were able to understand that we should give them something to eat. So sometimes even those in the mode of passion, they may be understanding. Even we know some examples from the Bhagavatam also, that there was one brahmana and one prostitute. The brahmana was worshipping the Lord, but then he was seeing through the window that this prostitute, she was there and some men were coming to see her. And he was becoming disturbed. Oh, this is so disgusting. While he's doing the puja, this woman is there and the men are coming to see her. So he was diverted actually, in this sense, it was unfortunate for him. Whereas the prostitute, so she was thinking, and she was seeing the brahmana, oh, he's so fortunate, he's worshipping the Lord. And I'm in this position, and due to circumstances, she had to do this profession, because she had some beauty and she didn't know how else to get money. So she was satisfying some lusty people. But she was thinking that this brahmana is worshipping the Lord, is so fortunate, and I'm this in this position. I'm very unfortunate. But I would like to be just like this brahmana and worship the Lord. So then it is mentioned also that actually the brahmana, he didn't attain perfection and he was degraded because of his not proper respect towards this woman, who was also devotee, but she was in this inferior position due to circumstances, and she was elevated. It doesn't say that she went immediately back to Godhead, but she was then in getting an elevated position by which she could then also engage in the devotional service of the Lord. So sometimes even those in the lower position, they may be able to worship Krishna and they get some benefit, whereas those in higher position, they may become degraded because of not having the proper consciousness, because of misusing that position that may be there. So therefore we have to be always humble, tolerant and respectful, and also not judge others. And even if somebody is doing something wrong, we should not be so quick in condemning that person, but we should be respectful and just see if somebody just has a little attraction towards the Lord. Even he may be in a degraded position, we should appreciate that. Of course, we have to associate with those who are more advanced and try to be properly situated so we can become perfect. And that is there. But we have to be respectful towards others. And so if one is in a lower position, then one should try to be in the association of those who are more advanced, and one should be positive always. And then surely one will also become advanced in due course of time. And ultimately, it doesn't matter also in what position you are, if you are a man or woman, if you are a brahmana, if you are just in the position of a shudra. But if you try to love Krishna, then you can make advancement. You follow the principles given in the scriptures and you try to develop your love for Krishna, you will advance. And you can come to the highest position. Krishna is explaining, even if one is born in a family of the lower class, the vaishyas and shudras, or even women, so to say, who are less than the men according to material estimation, but they can also come to the highest stage. So that is explained in the Krishna himself is saying in Bhagavad Gita. Because ultimately we all eternal servants of Krishna, and we have to transcend the bodily platform. So sometimes even as a man, then we become proud, I'm better than woman. So it means you're conditioned by that, even as a devotee. So we have to respect, and sometimes the women, they have more loving sentiments towards Krishna, because it is the nature of a woman, and Krishna is beautiful, the deities are beautiful. They may have more loving sentiments than the man, because of their womanly nature. And the women, they more easily cry. So they can more easily cry for Krishna than the man. They are more hard-hearted. So in this way, anyone in any position can make advancement. So and then ultimately come to the highest stage. So that we have to understand. So if you are positive, everything is positive. And then so there is no impediment ultimately for one who is sincere. Okay?
Yes, but I have something. Someone devotee may say, better I'm not too serious in Krishna consciousness.
You're not too serious in Krishna consciousness.
Like this I will be more humble.
That's why?
Somebody may think, if I'm less serious, it will be easier to be humble. If I'm very serious, then it will be more difficult to be humble.
No. We should always be humble. And actually if you're serious, then you will understand how insignificant you are. Then automatically you will be humble. If you're not so serious, you will also not be so humble. You will think, yeah, it's okay, everything okay, and I don't have to worry. Even then you will not think why I should be humble. It doesn't matter. But if one is serious, then he will understand how insignificant he is, and then automatically he will be humble. And he will try to take the help of others if one is serious. So better to be serious. Okay? Hare Krishna. So we stop here. Grant Rachimar Bhagavatam ki.